Live from Montreal, this is 120 Seconds of Tech with Bruno Guglielminetti.
It is the Friday, July 10th edition. Artificial intelligence-generated texts are flooding our news feeds. According to a study by the firm Pangram, up to 41% of long-form content viewed on LinkedIn and one-third of that on X are reportedly produced entirely by AI. This phenomenon primarily affects posts of over 250 words, often professional but very generic. Faced with this situation, LinkedIn claims it wants to reduce automated content to avoid a loss of user trust. Apple is blocking the restoration of several older versions of iOS for old iPhone and iPad models like the iPhone 5 or the iPad 2. In concrete terms, the company's servers no longer validate the installation of systems like iOS 8 and iOS 9, making their restoration officially impossible. While the impact remains minimal for the general public, this decision complicates things for collectors and repair technicians trying to preserve these devices. Spotify is preparing its integration for Google's future Android XR smart glasses. The Swedish service is developing features that allow the Gemini assistant to control music by voice and create playlists based on what the user is watching. This project shows Spotify's desire to turn music listening into an experience connected to our immediate environment. OpenAI is announcing the end of ChatGPT Atlas, its standalone web browser for computers, to focus on its new desktop application. This unified application, which integrates the ChatGPT Work Agent as well as ChatGPT Codex, also offers browsing capabilities. The Atlas browser, which debuted on Mac last October, will stop working permanently on August 9th. Google is rolling out a new global feature to let users know if an ad was created or edited by artificial intelligence. This label will be accessible via the three-dot menu on ads across Google Search, YouTube, and Google Discover. Identification will be automatic for ads created with Google's artificial intelligence tools, while third-party advertisers will have to declare the use of artificial intelligence themselves. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Orchestrated by Productivia.